For me, there really wasn't a choice. La Trobe was in Bendigo. I was in Bendigo studying. La Trobe arrived. So that was how it happened, really. When we were University of La Trobe University of Northern Victoria, I did a grad dip in health sciences, community health. And when I did a Master's of Health Sciences, that was with La Trobe. And currently I'm doing a PhD with La Trobe, writing the history of higher education in Bendigo. Oh, the best thing about La Trobe, from my perspective, is that we have a university in a region, and that's very important, not just for young people coming straight from school, but the opportunities that it provides for the wider population, for the community in the regions, for people to actually take up the opportunity of higher education, and not just Bendigo but the other regional campuses of La Trobe too. The alumni having the opportunity to move from the convocation in the mid-90s to calling public meeting, speaking with people about their interest in commencing a Bendigo chapter of the alumni, the response that met with, having a group of people who were really motivated and committed toward that chapter and building that chapter into what has become recognised as the most successful chapter, the La Trobe alumni group. Beyond that, again, my own personal pride is in the Tertiary Education Anniversary Foundation, which was established in 1998 to celebrate the 125th anniversary of tertiary education in Bendigo. I didn't ever have to leave. I just keep on going. I came home one day and said to my husband, once this PhD is over, you know, I'll do whatever. It may have been weed the garden or something. And he said, you'll never be over the PhD. And I thought, oh, thanks for the vote of confidence. And he said, well, when you've done this one, you'll be doing something else. You've always been studying. I was studying when we met 30 years ago. I'm still studying. For me, my proudest achievement have been two things that are not related particularly to study, but actually getting the alumni chapter up and running. That's been a real bonus for me, because I've been involved since the convocation in the mid-90s to actually call meetings, expressions of interest from graduates who might be interested in forming a Bendigo chapter of La Trobe alumni. And the opportunity that La Trobe has given me to pick up and fly with the foundation, the Bendigo Tertiary Education Anniversary Foundation. I can't get away from them. They chase me. I think it's been... I guess because I've been involved with the alumni for so long that... I'm recognised as the Bendigo alumnus person, and at the moment I'm really looking at ways of delegating, succession planning, so that the chapter can grow for its next 10 years.